one. Hey, everybody, and welcome back to I Just Had a Terrible Thought. It's the only show on the internet. My name is Kyle, and Orion's not here. This is an ongoing in-joke between us. Orion sometimes doesn't come to do the show for giggles because we think it's really funny. Actually, Orion called me a little bit earlier today, and he said, hey, Aldi's broken again. She's having some kind of spell. There's something wrong with Aldi. If you haven't been listening long enough to really know who Aldi is Orion's girlfriend, fiance, baby mama, whatever you want to call it. It's the girl he's living in sin with, the reason they're both going to hell. And after the baby, I don't know if it's related, but she started having really ridiculous high blood pressure problems and getting dizzy and nauseous, and it would come and go, and it apparently was gone for a while. She'd gone to the doctor, and they said, I don't know. Well, we can't figure out what's wrong with you. You just got high blood pressure. So they'd send her home, and it would go away, and she'd be fine for a while, but it apparently came back today, and she ended up in the emergency room. I think that was more of a formality than anything. I don't think it was actually an emergency, but apparently they're going to possibly hold her overnight, and that's why Orion isn't here, because he went to go be with her. So I can't blame him, but man, oh man, it's like the universe is conspiring against us. It does not want us to be together to do these shows. And tonight, I even didn't buy booze because I noticed the last couple of times I did the show with Orion and I'd been drinking. I can't listen back to those episodes because about halfway through, I start being an unintentional dick. Like Orion starts trying to change the subject or he'll say things and I just gloss right over them and steamroller onwards and just keep talking about whatever it is I was talking about. So I decided, you know, I can't listen to those. They're so cringeworthy that I wasn't going to drink tonight. And I think I probably should have because it's just me and the booze makes it easier for me to ramble. But anyway, if you'd like to call in and save me from myself, you can call in at 616-328-5581, or you can Skype me at kyle.aldrich. Call on in, be my conversation buddy. I'm drowning here, folks. Although I actually do have stuff to go through. Like, for example, I finally got that BAME song done. If you don't know the deal with the songs, a while back, listener Christy asked me to write a song about her. And I said I thought that was kind of weird, and she was like, I guess I'll donate then. So she sent me some money. And I said, well, shit, if you want to give me money to write a song about you, I'll fucking write a song about anybody. And eventually people started taking me up on it, and I've been writing songs like crazy. If you give me $20 and leave me a little note, I will write you a song. Click on the donate button on the main page. Most of the time it's been people donating for themselves, but somebody else donated and asked for a BAMES song. And I didn't have it last week, but I've got it this week. Anybody want to hear some BAMES tunes? Let's see what the chat is saying. BAMES it up, BAMES it up. Let's see. Spiky cat dick. I'm talking about playing a BAMES song, and they're talking about spiky cat dicks. I pity Aldi. Sad face with a D facing the wrong way. About time. I'll hear a BAMES tune, I guess, says BAMES. Okay. Nobody's excited for this BAMES tune. You're breaking my hearts. Both of my hearts. Okay, here we go. BAMES tune and go.
This song is about BAMES John.
You seen that nigga face?
No.
Yeah.
You seen that nigga face before?
Nigga, what? BAMES John. He writes a show note. Sometimes when Orion's gone, he gets the co-host. BAMES John. He is the guy. He's always going fast and nobody knows why. I hope you're fucking happy now I wrote this fucking song. BAMES John. Go build a house, you little cutie. BAMES John writes a show notes. Sometimes he co-hosts. And when it comes to anime, he loves his Baka no most. Or maybe JoJo, I can't keep track. BAMES' taste in music's undeniably whack. BAMES hates punk rock and he's never had a suck cock. He never forgets like elephants in Ong Bak. Asking which episode was killing horses. That was episode 140, of course. BAMES John, he writes a show notes. Sometimes when Orion's gone, he gets the co-host. BAMES John, he is the guy. He's always going fast and nobody knows why. Oh no, here comes BAMES' chin. It's gross as hell and it's fat as fucking sin. I never seen his face, does it even have skin? Maybe from the chin up, he's just a skeleton. BAMES is all filled up with ginger chewy secrets.
Scudgy be on Sean Ryan's sweet list. But peep this, genitals is not his weakness. Baines don't give a fuck which orifices is the deepest. He don't wanna get his dick wet. So ladies, cool your jets. Go back to surfing Etsy and jacking off to your pets. We wouldn't want you thinking hard enough to break a sweat. So suck a dick, but don't suck his, cause he's not using it for sex. So everybody in the crowd play Metroid Prime. And when you're done with that, go watch yourself some anise. Drink a soccer drink and get nervous around people. Log into my chat room and produce some pure evil. What?
And that's the BAME song. What do you think, every people? Is it any good? Is it any bad? Is it shit? It's shit, isn't it? Somebody call in. It's weird talking to myself. And there's a delay, so I can't even really talk to the chat. Because, like, by the time you guys are talking back to me, it's like a minute later. And I've already rambled on to some other garbage. I approve. Sweet song, Kyle. BAMES is Skeletor. Glory. Oh, there's BAMES. Perfect. BAMES, you old guy.
Nobody else would call in, so I guess.
Yeah. What do you think of your song, huh?
I like it. I like that you said animes.
Yeah, well, it rhymed.
Uh-huh.
It fit the whole thing.
It is my favorite word.
What about animus?
No.
Nope, animes. Well, then I'm glad I did you justice by using one word that you like in a song about you.
Oh, yeah, the rest was shit.
Yeah. But, do you have a skeleton face? I've never seen that face of yours.
About,
I still
like, part of it.
I still
like,
just picture Go-Go 13.
Skeleton bones.
Skeleton bones.
Yeah.
Is that what you've named your face?
Yeah, I guess.
Hello there, Skeleton bones.
Talking to myself, looking in the mirror.
Fancy meeting you here. You're just standing in the bathroom.
Mm-hmm.
So you're happy with it? It's not bad.
Yes, I am happy with it.
Doesn't
I
make really you like want to cry.
I really liked the beat.
It's better than BAME's Gotta Go Fast or whatever?
Well, they're on different levels, the two.
Well, does it satisfy you more? Because you were like, yeah. I want an actual BAME song, one that's not just about me being fast.
I was being mostly facetious when I was being whiny about wanting an actual one, but I do really like it, yeah.
You're always facetious.
Yeah.
Paul T. Schoink was on the line for a minute, and then he hung up. I don't know if because I didn't immediately say hi, he hung up, or if he was having technical difficulties, or what.
He was probably just pranking us.
Yeah, he called. That's the best kind of prank call, when you call somebody, and they're talking to someone else, and you don't say anything, and then you hang up. Those are my favorite kind of prank calls to make. Sometimes I'll walk into a room where two other people are having a conversation, and I'll just stand there for a minute, and then walk back out. I call that a prank walk.
Nice.
Yeah, it's pretty good. It gets them every time. They're always like, I wonder if he wanted something. And I'm like, nope, sorry, bitches. You got pranked.
Been done in by the prank master.
Yep. So, BAMES, while I got you here, James Gandolfini is dead.
Yeah.
Can
I
you
never
believe
watched the
it?
Sopranos.
I didn't watch The Sopranos either. I feel like, I obviously I wasn't because you didn't, but I felt like I was the only person on the planet not watching The Sopranos.
Yeah, I don't really know anything else that James Gandolfini is in, or I couldn't name it off the top of my head.
Oh, let's see. I think he was in some movie that had Castle in the name. It might have even just been called Castle. Something about prisons, like a prison riot or something. He was just recently in that Burt Wonderstone movie. The Magician movie with Steve Carell and Jim Carrey.
Oh, yeah. I didn't see that.
I did. I noticed that it was available in HD on my big old pirate movie website, and I watched it one evening. It's pretty good. Olivia Wilde's in it, and I got a little bit of a crush on that Olivia Wilde. I would touch her butt. I would give her hugs. I would brush her hair. I would attempt to do her nails and then fuck it all up, and she'd get mad at me.
And you just shrug and smile.
Yep. And I'm just cute enough to get away with it, so I feel like it could work out. I've been trying to contact her, but her agent just won't get back to me.
Yeah.
What do you think that's about?
Probably just shy, you know?
Yeah. You ever try to stalk a celebrity?
Only internet celebrities, and they're pretty easy to stalk because they're all on Twitters.
Oh, you know what? I've never even thought to try to use Twitter to get to Olivia Wilde. I'm old school. I was using snail mail.
The best way to stalk a celebrity is just to follow them on Twitter and then leave a rude reply to everything they tweet.
Yeah, they love that. What I was doing was sending her letters in those envelopes that I don't know where you get them, but the ones with the blue and red stripes all around the sides of them. You ever seen those?
Yeah.
They just look old timey to me, so I use those.
Does the letter, like, are all the words on the letters made from, like, cutout magazines?
No, not all of them. Because sometimes I can't find a letter I'm looking for, so I just write it in with a Sharpie. Tim Jewett is on the line. Tim, what's going on?
Nothing much. I got in a new mic stand and gooseneck, so I'm taking over for Sean Ryan's job here.
Did you set this up on the other side of the room again?
No, it should be right next to me right now.
Oh, I could hear you leaning into it.
No, I was pulling it down to me, so.
Okay, well, you gotta put this thing somewhere near your face. I know it's
dangling like 3 feet above his head.
Not everybody, you know, is real experienced with talking into a microphone, but typically you actually have to talk into the microphone.
It's right next to my goddamn face right now, so I don't know what's going on.
It sounds a little bit better now.
Okay. Not sure if I did anything or if it's just the mic being nice now. It was fucking up earlier, so.
You got yourself an untreated room there, Tim?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the problem.
Do you have gold teeth? Do you have a natural echo?
Oh, man. Have you ever seen those?
I do speak in stereo.
Have you ever seen those plastic microphone toys? That you can, they're like, they're stupid, shitty, cheap plastic microphone looking things. And you talk into them and they kind of reverberate.
Yeah.
I want to get one of those installed in my throat.
Mm-hmm. You should smoke enough to get like a stoma and then just put one in there.
Oh, so they have to get in there anyway.
Yeah.
Might as well fill it up with that thing.
Mm-hmm. I was thinking of doing that, but with one of those T-Pain mics.
Those aren't mics, Bames.
What are they?
It's auto-tune.
Androids? There's like a thing that it's like an auto-tune thing built into a mic.
I guess that's a possibility. I've never seen that. I've seen like iPhone apps and yeah, that's about it. But then
they were advertising it back in like '09.
'09, yeah.
Uh-huh.
Back during the old auto-tune rush.
The good old days.
You guys ever produce a rap album?
Only in my wildest fantasies.
Tim, you big time producer?
Not of rap, mostly into industrial grunge.
You produce industrial grunge? Oh, you're just yanking my chain. I see.
Yeah.
Paul!
Hey, I got it solved. Hooray.
What were you doing?
That was a real good prank.
Yeah, you got us.
I was laughing so much.
You got us so good.
Skype, for some reason, wasn't giving me any sound back, so I couldn't hear you guys.
Oh, that'll do it.
That'll do it. But I played around my sound, and I did something that made it work now, so now it works now.
Paul, you produce any hit rap albums?
Not recently.
You ever auto-tune yourself?
I do not. I think that ruins the whole integrity of the thing that I don't do.
Do you really think that, though? Because a lot of people do think that, like it ruins the integrity of music or whatever.
No, I don't really think that.
I think sometimes it can ruin a song because they're not using it right, but
yeah.
Well,
it's a tool.
I think
you can use a tool right, you can use a tool wrong, you can fuck up using a tool entirely.
Define using it right. What do you mean? Okay. What is using it right?
Like using it sparingly for effect and not using it to cover up like the fact that the singer can't.
Well, yeah, like if you're just trying to make like any song, like if you're trying to make like an Alanis Morissette song and you just can't sing and you're using autotune, it won't sound quite as good. But if you're making like one of those fun pop songs that all the kids are listening to today, autotune can like fit with the theme of the song.
Yeah,
it's more of a style than anything.
I like it as an effect, like you know, the purposefully cranked autotune for effect. I know that is an unpopular opinion, although apparently it's kind of not an unpopular opinion. It's just that the only people who talk about it to shit on it. I mean, it must be a popular opinion because it's in popular music, but. But I like it.
I can't disagree with Baines that you can't be an angry woman and be auto-tuned at the same time.
Is Alanis Morissette angry?
Jagged Little Pill she was some of the time.
Yeah, I'd say she's angry white woman music.
I think most of the time she's not really angry, though. It was mostly just... What was that one song?
Angry black woman music.
What was that one song on Jagged Little Pill? Like the hit single?
Ironic?
No.
Oh.
The one about fucking Dave Coulier in a theater or whatever.
ironic?
You ought to know. I don't know. Or shouldn't.
You ought to know. You ought to know. That's what it was. Bames, you are no help.
Like I said, I don't listen to angry white woman music.
What's some angry black woman music you listen to? SWV? Queen Latifah. I'm partial to SWV myself.
Doesn't that count as two angry black women?
Did anybody say anything about a prohibition on multiples?
Well, I'm just saying Queen Latifah. Doesn't she have enough anger to count as two?
Oh.
Well, she's actually two black women in a fat suit.
Yeah.
Okay. That's what I always thought.
Were you making a fat joke, or were you just saying she's really angry?
Kind of both.
You got to formulate these jokes better.
Man,
I'm
this
tired.
Call's full of I'm pranksters.
Just... Try another Queen Latifah joke. Like, why did Queen Latifah cross the road?
Chicken wings.
You're not allowed to make a joke about Last Holiday.
What's Last Holiday? Is that the one where she thinks
last
she's going to die?
Is the joke, yeah.
Is that the movie where she thinks she's going to die?
It's the one where she's on skis.
Is that the one where she thinks she's going to die?
I think.
It's the one where she's on skis. Bames, what am I supposed to do with that?
Is there another Queen Latifah movie where she's on
skis? She's probably on skis in every movie she's been in. Well, that's not true because I've seen a few of them. She wasn't on skis in The Secret Life of Bees or whatever that was. And she wasn't on skis in Taxi. And she wasn't on skis in... Yeah, I guess she hasn't been on skis that much. But she should be on skis more.
She'll have to write it into all of her contracts if she ever makes more movies.
Why did Queen Latifah go skiing?
Because she was going to die.
Yep.
And I think that's funny enough on its own.
Yep. Well, it's kind of like the punchline is sort of like an existential thing about, you know, existence and life and death, the meaninglessness,
transience of our own mortal lives.
Yeah.
It brings a chuckle, you know.
Brings
in that sort of ennui nihilist.
Did you just call me a weenialist?
An ennui nihilist way.
Quit calling me names, man. This is my show.
Can I call you Kyle?
Is that a name? Is that a name?
That is a name.
Then don't.
Okay. Well, I have to call you Steve then.
That's
Kyle's
also a name.
Title is the man with no name.
I don't know. A title's getting awful close to a name.
Riding the line a little too close, gentlemen.
How about Hey You?
I don't know. I feel like that's a label. Maybe just don't.
An incoherent screech.
Maybe just everybody hang up and everybody stop watching the stream.
We
and nobody talk
show.
To me. Oh, you guys went robot. Awesome.
Nice.
Awesome. Yeah. Off to a good start, man. All right. I got to restart the stream. Hooray.
Yay.
I'll be back. I just had a terrible thought.com, niggas. Oh, boy. Now I'm getting a call from a phone number. Fuck.
We watched this week Midori Days.
The only sort of really cool thing in the first episode is the two girls who are waiting to kick Seiji's ass.
Yeah, he thinks he's going to have a three-way with these two chicks, but turns out they're just luring him into a false insecurity. It's like, clever girls. Not only does he think he's going to get a girlfriend.
The Velociraptors?
Yes.
Sorry, I just can't get the idea of Velociraptor and schoolgirls out of my mind. They've been Velociraptors the whole time. They're just regular Velociraptors in like a wig and schoolgirl outfits.
Yes, the sailor
suits. And they've
suits.
Got like lipstick on. Then they like, grab the tea, like the wig falls off and he's like,
Wait a second.
You're a Velociraptor. And they're like,
like jump at him.
The Method to Madness podcast with Sean Ryan and Kevin Gray. Find them on iTunes and alphacounter.com.
Okay, I'm back. While I was in between, while I was trying to reset the stream, somebody called me from a phone number. If that person is listening, you can call back, and I can call those other guys back. Where's the group called, damn it? There it is. Call that group back. What's up, fellas?
Are we robots?
No.
Usually you don't call me back.
I fixed it. I done
Excellent.
Fixed it. So.
Are we recording?
Yeah, we're recording.
Okay, just making sure I know what to write down.
So, Bames, what's the deal with this Cartesian ghost fellow?
Your guess is as good as mine. I feel like I recognize that forum profile picture.
Who's on the phone?
Hey.
Who is it?
What's up, guys? This is Cartesian Ghost.
Oh, it's you.
Cartes me in any show okay. here.
All right.
This is the perfect opportunity to break in. Oh, go ahead.
Can you turn your radio down, caller?
Yeah.
What is this, your first rodeo?
Yeah, mute the stream, dude.
Yeah, I got it.
Okay. So, why are you such a strange idiot?
Oh, there's a test? Damn.
Well, if it was, you just failed it.
Shit.
We have strictly defined roles here.
Okay. I was going to tell a story about going in court today.
About going to court?
Yeah, going to court, man.
For what? What'd you go to court for?
Oh, did you kill a man?
What did you go to court for? Stop asking if he killed a man. You know he didn't kill a man. Why did you go to court?
Oh, man, I was shadowing a lawyer today, and man, I saw some crazy shit today.
You were shadowing a lawyer?
Shadowing, man.
Okay, I thought you said saddling for a minute.
No, I wasn't riding any lawyers.
Okay, so you were shadowing...
Mounting a lawyer.
You were shadowing a lawyer, because that's believable. Yeah. Okay, so you were shadowing a lawyer, and then what happened?
All right. We had this Chinese couple come in. Actually, it was a son and a daughter. A son and a mother. And apparently this guy got screwed over because he was in copyright infringement with the shirt. I didn't know this, but do you know that I Love New York is a copyrighted symbol?
I'm not surprised.
The symbol itself I could see as being copyrighted. The phrase would not hold up in court.
Yeah.
Jesus.
But
okay, I'm not surprised. Yes. Go on.
Yeah, but this guy came in, and he spoke with us for pretty much an hour. He couldn't speak any English. And he came into the office wearing the counterfeit shirt that he was arrested for.
Uh-huh. Is that's the story?
Yeah.
What an idiot! What an idiot! This fucking chink! He doesn't fucking know shit! He came in wearing the shirt he was arrested for, dog! What a fucking dumbass! Oh, shit, son!
Nah, but that's actually not what I called in for. It was actually a perfect segue because you were talking about Queen Latifah and names and titles being names.
Uh-huh.
You know that I was just reading this article on the internet. Did you know that apparently 146 girls were named Khaleesi just this past year after the Game of Thrones character? Not even the fucking Daenerys name, but the actual title.
I have no idea what you're talking about because I don't watch, nerdy ogre battles.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
More like Lame of Thrones.
Yeah, exactly.
It's essentially the same as people naming their kid Sephiroth or an anime name, except they're actually naming them equivalent of Duke.
So you mean it's really cool?
It's like
except
when the not, kids... They,
except they're, calling, they're naming them... Second lieutenant.
When I fill M up with babies, which I'm going to do, each one that comes out is going to be named after a different Final Fantasy character.
So what's your first one going to be?
Well, the first one...
At the top of your list.
I think the first one will be Genova.
And then Wedge.
And then... Okay. No, Bames, come on. I'm not going to get to those faggots until further into the baby thing. Maybe I'll name one... Tara. I'll name a dude baby Tara to shake things up. Kefka.
That one's going to be
beautiful name for a daughter. Kefka.
Batshit insane one. Okay.
Kane.
Golbez.
Ultros.
Lovely name for a child.
Ultros.
I don't know the names of any Final Fantasy characters.
It's Lich. It's kind of like Game of Thrones.
Yeah.
I always just named them all Butts.
Oh, yeah. When I was a kid playing Final Fantasy, I would always rename the characters. I would name them things ass, whatever. Whatever way I could cram swear words or body parts into the name.
No, I wasn't trying to swear. I was just, butts.
Swear words or body parts, Bames. Plus, if you were playing Final Fantasy V, that wouldn't have even been that big of a deal. Because there was a character named Butts in that. Or Barts, depending on the translation.
That really threw a wedge in my spokes.
Mm-hmm. What about a Biggs or a Vix, depending? Wedge.
Him is threatening to drown the babies if you name them.
All right, Cartesian Ghost, I want to address your retardedness.
Yeah, I'm sorry, man. I'm a little buzzed. I'm just so happy to talk with you.
Yeah, like, I understand that.
Celebrity.
Yeah, I know. I am an internet celebrity, and I do understand that you would be a bit flustered. But I specifically mean, like, in the forum, you got in there, and you started talking like, how old are you? Because you were talking in the forum like you were 12, and it was your first time on the internet, and everything was hilarious to you.
Yeah. I am 23.
Wow.
And in a sense, yeah.
Almost double what I would have thought.
Yeah, I'm a retarded internet baby in, you know, mindset-wise, I guess. But it was actually, I was just reading this book by Karen Armstrong. It's about...
you read books.
For God.
You read books.
Yeah, I love books.
Oh, wow.
And I know you hate them.
Wow. I burn them.
Yeah. You burn them.
Yeah. Okay. If anybody doesn't know, if you want to send me books...
You know what temperature books burn at?
Fahrenheit 451.
Oh, yeah, so you do read.
No, it's just a pretty fucking easy guess. I've never read Fahrenheit 451.
Also, he burns a lot of things. He has to know when what temperature it burns at.
Oh.
Yeah, you have to add to your burn cyclopedia.
But if you want to send me books to burn, I'm going to set up an Amazon wish list. It's going to be all books. You can buy me books, send them to me, and I'll burn them.
Yeah, add a link right now. I'll work on that for you.
So anyway, you were reading a book by some bitch.
Uh-huh.
What was it about?
It's about, there's a real problem with the atheist debate at this point, because apparently, this really threw me for a loop, but apparently it's based on a really shitty idea of God to begin with, one that most theologians kind of shat on several centuries ago.
Oh, no.
Yeah. So your idea of atheism is based on shitty theology.
Yeah?
Just wanted to let you know that.
Thank you. What is the correct theology?
Oh, well, apparently there are some theologian scholars, and Jews and Christians, who say, like, oh, well, God doesn't exist. So they sort of trip over themselves to a certain degree, but, you know, at least they're thinking about things a little bit more than you might expect.
I would say that's to a pretty significant degree.
I'd say if they agree that there isn't a God, then they're atheists. So,
what they're trying to do is safeguard the quote unquote the transcendency of God.
And what does that mean?
Oh,
I don't know. I mean, plane of existence,
mindset, blah blah blah, spiritualism, honky.
You know, this one time I meditated.
I still meditate.
No, I meditated for like 5 hours this one time, and I astral projected. It was pretty cool. I was zooming all around space, and then I came back to Earth, and I started zooming through ladies' locker rooms.
And honestly, I'm surprised more astral projectors don't do just that.
Well, I'm not surprised that they don't do that now that I've done it, because you would be surprised how unhot most people in ladies' locker rooms are.
I went to the gym once, and I tried astral projecting, and I thought I saw Gautama Buddha, but it was actually just a fat guy.
The Santa Buddha, as they call him?
Santa there are Buddha.
There's several different Buddhas, you know.
Yeah, I said I saw Gautama Buddha.
All of us, yes. And if you meet the Buddha on the road, stab that bastard.
Santa Buddha, that's that Betty Boop song for Christmas, right?
Mm-hmm.
Close enough.
So you read any other good books lately?
I want to see the Santa Buddha version of that song.
Any other? Okay. What's that, Paul?
Santa Buddha, meditate down my chimney tonight.
Yes, yep. Transcend my chimney.
Free me from the cycle tonight.
So, anybody else reading any good books?
On the internet.
Nice. Every time I start talking, somebody else starts talking. Every time I shut up, nobody talks.
Because there's five people on the line.
I'm sorry.
What were you saying, Ghost Man?
I'm saying that Santa Buddha is all over the internet. Rule 34, I guess.
You ever take shrooms? Oh, nice. You ever do a whole bunch of shrooms and get naked?
Well, I'm pretty much living up in the woods right now, so that's all I have time to do.
You ever get naked and hug a deer?
Dude, it's like Dances with Wolves out here, running around with like 40 dogs.
Dances with deer?
Yeah, man. You read the chat? I'm a dog breeder.
I know. You got a bunch of dogs named Brittany.
Yeah, they're good to me.
What do you guys do Brittany. Together? Like when you're hanging out, what do you and the dogs do?
Shrooms.
Usually we shit on the carpet, run around, eat up weeds.
Good one. You ever dress them up and sit them around the table and pretend you have a family?
yeah, they help. I mean, it also helps that their name is...
And like a real like family, kind of... they express disapproval at what at his lifestyle choices.
Right, they just stare and nod a little bit.
Are any of them vegetarians? Because that would be a pain in the ass at mealtimes.
Oh, yeah, we just had one that died a few weeks ago. He was eating something called ultra bland food, but yeah, the ones who you could say are vegetarian, they generally shit everywhere when they eat too much. So, those are the ones that usually get put down.
You ever kill a dog with your bare hands?
Look it in the eyes.
Just to show it who's boss.
I shot a dog.
Just to show the others who's boss?
Yeah, it generally works that way.
Because he challenged you.
It was like a mice and men, you know, in that scene. It's like, okay.
You ever mount a dog to display dominance?
Yeah, oh, yeah, you don't read. I forgot. Sorry.
Yeah, mice and men. I've seen the movie.
You killed a dog because he was too retarded.
Yeah. The one guy, he crushes rabbits.
Well, you could argue that, you know, as you get older, you get progressively more retarded. Well, in most cases.
How many years do you think you have left?
Sounds like he's already too far gone.
How many ewes?
How many years? How many ewes? Yeah, how many sheep?
Well, they're not really herding dogs, so I think we have about 40 in the pool at any given moment.
40 sheep?
Yeah, 40 sheep.
In the pool?
A completely arbitrary number.
You shouldn't put sheep in the pool.
You should put water in the pool, not sheep.
Can sheep even swim?
Much better to swim
You know what, though? Actually,
that's how you wash them.
If you filled a pool full of sheep and then jumped in it like a ball pit, that could be kind of fun.
I'd want to fill a pool with sheep and then elbow drop my way into it.
Yeah, it'd be like crowd surfing. But those assholes have no choice.
You'd be diving into a bunch of unhappy sheep and hooves and horns.
Oh, please.
That'd be a good way to kill a lot of sheep.
Give me a break.
Quarantine them all into a pool and then elbow drop.
Those guys are half pillow anyway. They'd be fine. Just don't shear them first, because then it'll be like jumping into a pit of elbows. But if you leave all the wool on, you'll be fine. I have a lot of experience with sheep.
Careful of static electricity.
Yeah, don't play in the sheep pit and then, you know, touch metal. You ever roll around in a sheep pit and then you go to open your car door and you get the shock of a lifetime? And you're like, damn, shouldn't have played in that sheep pit.
No, I always make sure to ground myself after playing in a sheep pit.
It's good. It's a good idea.
You ever roll around in a sheep pit and your hair gets all frizzy?
All the time.
Sometimes I throw a balloon into the sheep pit and then I pull it out and stick it on the wall.
You ever get some of those like jumping beans in a sheep pit and they all stick to a piece of paper?
You know what's gross about those jumping beans? They are not beans, my friend. They are like larvae.
Yeah.
They're beans with larvae in them.
I don't think they're beans at all.
I was thinking you were going to be like, they're legumes.
They're peanuts with worms inside.
Is that really what they are?
What? Peanuts with worms inside?
Peanuts with worms inside?
Yeah, if you take
iteration of jumping bean.
If you take a peanut and you put a worm, like if you wrap it around it, it'll turn into a jumping bean.
Yeah, this is Skyrim logic right now. Okay.
What's your favorite thing with elves in it?
Favorite thing with elves? shit.
It's a trick question. Keebler commercials.
You can't say Iceland.
What about Rice Krispie commercials? Where does that rank?
Are those guys elves?
I think they're elves.
Snap, Crackle, and Pop, are they elves or are they just midgets?
They have pointy ears. I thought they were elves.
Flenus
Snap,
is calling.
Crackle, and Warwick.
Flenus, I don't mind answering your call, but I'm not adding anybody else to this call. So if you want in bad enough, tell me who to hang up on.
Oh. I'll let up for now. I'll let him jump on.
Okay, well,
a good first taste, Kyle. Appreciate it.
It's been fun.
Good talk.
Hey, Ghost Man.
Yeah, bud.
How did you get turned on to this great show of ours?
Ah, man. through Alpha Counter.
Really?
Alpha Counter? Yeah. Alpha Counter, and I heard one of your rants. I don't know if you had the one where you were throwing the horses into the lava pit at the time I was listening. I think the first show I was on was with your rant on My Little Pony. Yeah, there was a nice sort of, to use a word I used before, cognitive dissonance. You know, you had this really badass attitude, like voice to you, but, you know, you're talking about little girl things. And I'm thinking, wow, you know, that's really interesting. It's food for thought.
I like nice things.
Kyle, I think badass attitude.
Yeah, well, that's why I've always got this skateboard with me.
When I think Kyle, I think Stonacotic Crush.
Stonacotic. Yeah, that's Kate Beckett from ABC's Castle. Stonacotic. Oh, and Cartesian Ghost is gone. Flenus, if you want to try back, I will answer you this time. So that was interesting, huh? Huh, fellas?
That was a new character.
What do you think of that guy, Paul?
I like the whole living in the woods thing, living in the wilderness myself, but I have a house. But yeah, I'm interested to learn more about him in the future, but not now.
Paul, you have a house?
Flenus says the ghost kid is epic.
Flenus, defend yourself. How is the ghost kid epic?
Also, what right do you have to call him a ghost kid? Isn't he like 23?
I like that he called him a kid.
He's older than you.
Well, this guy said ghost kid, so I called ghost kid.
Yeah, I'm fine with you calling him ghost kid. So what was epic about him?
His voice was epic.
Yeah, I don't think if you respond to it with, I don't think that can be considered epic. I think that's the antithesis of epic.
It was meh-pic.
Yeah, it was meh-pic.
Very good. So man.
Did you do the BAME song?
Yeah, I played the BAME song already. You want me to play it again?
Good? No.
I want to know
what
it is.
I think with that reaction, we have to.
No, like, I like it, but I don't want you to play a song again just because Flenus wants to.
I love playing the songs
twice.
I'm going
to need you to fill out more forms.
I love playing the songs twice. I love being self-indulgent. But I won't do it because BAMES is producing pure evil.
Mm-hmm.
So what's this song actually about?
BAMES.
What are some of the lyrics? I want to know because I'm excited for it to be up on the music page. So I can download it.
Well, if I can't play it again, I'll just sing a little bit of it to you. It goes, BAMES is a guy, BAMES is a guy, BAMES is building houses into the sky. BAMES is like a bird because he can fly. BAMES is a guy. It's to the tune of Triangle Man or Particle Man or whatever that fucking song is.
Well, I'm going to have to download it when it comes out on the music page so I can listen to it on my iPod.
Agreed. Are you in the hospital right now?
No.
Because I'm pretty sure I just heard a nurse.
Yeah, I got this whole appendix thing going on.
That was my mother in the background.
Flenus, are you a cancer kid?
Not that I know of.
I could see that. I could see Flenus being a cancer kid and just never bringing it up. Like Flenus has.
Wouldn't it be awesome if Flenus was a bubble boy?
Yes. That would explain why he was homeschooled. Oh, Flenus, are you a bubble boy? Please be a bubble boy.
If it'll make you happy, I'll say yes.
Do you know what a bubble boy is?
No.
Who was in that movie, Bubble Boy?
It was Jake Gyllenhaal.
Nice.
Yeah. A bubble boy is a boy with a round butt.
Well, then I guess that's fitting.
I do fit that archetype.
You got a juicy 14-year-old boy butt. Oh, is that legal to say?
Probably not.
Well, I don't even know.
Oh, nobody report me.
Kyle's getting so concerned over the past few episodes with his allegations of crimes.
Yeah, well, it's only so weird. It's only really recently occurred to me that, like, teens are calling in now, and I probably shouldn't be saying certain things to them.
No, but, I mean, the thing is, you're fine with saying how you didn't get sent drugs, but you're not okay with saying stuff.
Well, Fleenus, imagine some of the things I've said to teens showing up in transcript form in a courtroom.
And then a picture, like a file photo of Kyle where he's like angry.
Which is most photos of me.
Or like one of those funny ones where he's smoking like 100 cigarettes at once.
Yeah. They let me do that when they take my mugshot.
I'd really like to have that, like a file photo of me for them to show on the news. And it's just me with like 5 hula hoops.
Oh, you know what would be great is to get somebody to describe me to the police sketch artist. Just for the hell of it, just to see what they came up with. And then use that sketch for promo stuff.
Orange head.
I think they usually do it in black and white.
Oh.
I guess they could just write orange with an arrow. But it's not even orange.
Like they write orange on the hair.
Yeah.
Like it's a paint by number.
Yeah, instead of even drawing hair, they just write the word orange in an arc on the top of my head.
That is brilliant.
These sound like very professional sketch artists.
I think that whole police sketch artist thing is bogus anyway. Like,
yeah, it would be so hard unless you have such incredible detail.
Like, even I can't imagine most people describing people to police sketch artists give anything more than, you know, he was kind of like a little bit overweight. He was a white guy.
You sure he wasn't a black guy? No, he was a white guy. You sure he wasn't a black guy?
I feel like, I don't know if this was on a podcast or something, but somebody had the idea to, if they were being asked to describe somebody for a police sketch artist, they just describe like a shark and see how they draw a person.
That would be pretty good.
And fuck with them, yeah.
I'd describe a fire truck.
Yeah. Like, no, he
start
was
trying to
longer.
Describe the guy doing the picture.
That could be funny, too.
Oh, you know what's funny? Lying to the police.
Yes. Guys, let's prank call the police.
That's such a red boss.
You call them and you don't say anything and you leave and they're like, ha.
Oh man, one time when I was a kid, I had relatives over from another state. You guys might have just went robot again. Yeah, you did. Jesus Christ. All right, I'll finish this non-story in a minute. I got to restart the stream again.
All right, human.
Sorry. It's a good show!
I watched Dance in the Vampire Bund. The one vampire has probably the dumbest thing you can have in a vampire castle, which is a system that can put sunlight into any room?
Yeah, why would you do that? I'm gonna build like a central air conditioning system for my house that only pumps neurotoxin. Yeah, that sounds good.
Yeah, you know, that way in case if I'm in any room.
I just like the smell. It has like a vanilla-y scent to it. It really smells like freshly baked cookies whenever I walk in. It's my neurotoxin.
Well, I think this is one of those things where she just constantly wants to have that hair trigger. It's like, you're going to die because I'm going to flood this room with sunlight. It's like, I'm here to deliver a pizza. You need to do your homework, vampire princess.
So why am I delivering a pizza and giving you advice? Here's a tip for you. Stay in school.
Room flooded with sunlight! I'm not a vampire. Oh. Boom.
Yeah.
The Method to Madness podcast with Sean Ryan and Kevin Gray. Find them on iTunes and alphacounter.com.
Back again. I'm determined to see this thing through, even if it is just the worst bullshit. So let's call this group back.
Is it back now?
Hey, we're back.
Yay.
So the non-story I was telling is that we had relatives over when I was a kid from Texas, and they thought it was hilarious. I had a phone in my room because my room was in the basement, and it wasn't originally meant to be my bedroom. It was meant to be like my dad's study or something, but then it became my bedroom. Anyway, it had a phone in it. And this kid comes in, and my cousin, and he's like, he picks up the phone, he dials 911 and hangs it up. And I got mad at him. He's like, I thought it wasn't a real phone. What did you think you were doing then? Like, why would you, like, if you walked into a room and saw one of those, like, Fisher Price phones with the little face on it and the eyes that go up and down or side to side or whatever when you roll it around, would you pick it up and, like, rotary dial 911 for no reason? I don't know, but the police showed up at my house because they will do that. If you call 911 and don't say anything, they will come to your house. Felinas, if I gave you a police phone number in America, could you call it from Australia and prank it?
I could, but it would probably... I don't know. Do they have contact with each other?
They'd drive over to Australia.
Yeah, they would. Why don't we have highways that cross the ocean yet?
Wouldn't it be...
Because of...
We should have that.
Wouldn't it be a better idea to just try to make it so people can fly more planes?
Nope. We need a highway that goes straight to England.
Oh, that'd be awesome. My sister's going to England in a month.
We just need cars that turn into boats.
No, man. I want to drive on the road across the ocean.
Oh.
And there can be big floating, like, truck stops.
That sounds good.
You could stop in the middle of the ocean to get Wendy's served by the shittiest workers at a floating truck stop.
They'll have to drive 10 hours just to get to work.
Well, they'd probably
be kind of like if you go to a Wendy's in a different country that's like all in the that's like an Whoa. Island nation, so that they have a lot of seafood.
Felinas, tell your secretary different. To answer that.
You know, like if you go to a Wendy's in a different country or like a McDonald's, they'll have different food because, you know, they have different foods there based on the geography. So if you went out into the sea, you'd get one of those octopus burgers.
Maybe.
For Wendy's.
They have shrimp burgers at Japan McDonald's. Ebi, they call them.
Is it like a burger made entirely of shrimp meat or like a...
It's a shrimp.
That's beef with...
It's a shrimp patty. Shrimp in it? It's not really a burger at all. It's a shrimp patty.
Okay. Nice.
I wouldn't mind a starfish burger. It's just a starfish between two buns.
Or like a burger between two starfish.
Yes. That would be delish. I would eat that. I would imagine these floating truck stops in the ocean would have to have like dormitories in them where the staff could live. Maybe we could we could build prisons out in the ocean and have the prisoners work.
And then you could just have a trap door so you can open the bottom and they all fall into the sea if they're being rowdy.
I don't know about that, Bames.
That's kind of cruel, Bames. We're trying to play some...
Well, it's not too cruel. It's just like you need those guys to run the Wendy's.
I run an ocean-based form of... capital punishment.
It would be pretty funny though, like if you got the death penalty and they shipped you out to the ocean truck stop prison to drown you.
You're gonna work at Ocean Taco Bell.
Why isn't drowning
being drowned?
Why isn't drowning an accepted form of capital punishment?
Cruel it's and unusual.
The funniest.
Cruel. That cruel and unusual shit is pretty fucking stupid. I get. That drowning someone isn't nice, but neither is killing them in the first place.
Yeah.
Specifically, the cruel and unusual clause is to say that we shouldn't punish somebody with an excessive form of killing them that would make them suffer unduly during the process.
Well, yeah, non-lethal.
Lethal injection probably does that anyway, so who honestly knows?
Well, lethal injection does that because they have bad guards doing it, but, cruel and unusual when it's non-lethal, I understand, but when it's lethal, like...
Yeah, we might as well blow them up, like, make a show of it.
Well,
I'm not entirely sure why we apply that rule to lethal punishment. I just know we do, and that's why we don't drown people. It's horrendously inefficient.
Do people really get to request whatever they want for their last meals? Because that's fucking ridiculous, too. Like, we're gonna murder you, but we're not monsters. Have a lobster. That's nuts.
I would order like 50.
Unborn baby yak's milk.
I would order one of those fake death pills.
Oh, like Romeo and Juliet style?
Yeah, whatever. You can have a fake death pill. They wouldn't know a thing. And
yeah.
And I'd beat the system.
Would they not
wait for you to come back awake and then kill you?
Would they not inject you?
No. Or I'd ask for bullets for my last meal.
Bames is a bit dumb.
They'd cook them for you. I'm sure they'd cook them for you and deliver them right to your cell.
Did you say Bames is a bit dumb?
Yeah, but you don't respect my idea. Bullets for my last meal.
Bames is a... Oh, Bames, Fleenus used to be your biggest fan.
Yeah. I'm still a big fan of you. You're a bit dumb.
Now it's like when you realize that a celeb is an asshole.
He's just mad because you wouldn't let me play your song again.
Yeah.
It's young teenage angst. He'll get over it.
Hungry.
Have some last meal.
So bullets.
Yeah. That's my way of making a veiled threat.
Do you think anybody's ever gotten on death row on purpose because they wanted... like a particular meal and couldn't afford it?
Maybe.
I'm sure people have tried.
Getting on death row because you want a meal and you want to like cost the state money is some sort of like anarchism.
Like if you were going to kill yourself anyway, you get.
Is anarchism a word, by the way?
I think so.
It logically should be. It's archaic and sort of disused, but anarchist, anarchism.
Yeah, I guess. So.
Anarchaic. You know what the best way to get away with a crime is?
Wear a mask.
Nope. Be homeless. Because they won't lock you up because they think you're trying to get locked up.
Because you're already locked up in the biggest jail.
No, none of that. But it's like, oh, of course you committed a crime. You're trying to get locked up because you want free room and board for the night. But somehow there are always homeless people. So if that was their plan, you would think they would just be perpetually locked up. I think people let them off because they're like, oh, fucking homeless dick. Rob somebody again. Just give them their stuff back.
With a knife holding a woman's severed head. And they're like, yeah, right.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, okay.
Yeah, which department store dumpster did you get that one from?
Yeah, I'm not falling for this one again, Larry.
Move it twice.
What is that, gummy?
Because there wouldn't be any homeless people if they were locking them up. So clearly they don't lock them up. Isn't like living on the street kind of illegal already? Aren't you just living?
Actually, there's nothing. I mean, if there's loiter laws, yes.
Yeah, loitering.
Otherwise, no.
I mean, if you sleep in an alley between two businesses, I'm pretty sure that's illegal.
Well, maybe depends. If you're trespassing, yeah.
Yeah, but whose property are you on?
Am I allowed to sleep in the street?
Yeah,
probably.
Well, I'm ending the show, guys, and I'm going to take a nap in the street.
All right, have fun.
I'm going to see how this goes.
You have a bed now, though.
Try not to get shivved.
I'll take my mattress out there. Is that illegal to lay my mattress in the street?
To see that could,
depending on your laws,
like
that might be littering.
Is it littering if I'm still laying on it?
It's an accessory.
Some of those litter laws are worded in the dumbest way possible. So,
if I put a Wendy's bag on the ground and then I put one foot on it and I stood there all day, would that be littering?
No, that's considered a shoe widget.
Yeah.
It's like when they put those things on Crocs. It's a Wendy's bag.
What things do they put on Crocs?
Well, you know, when Crocs were a thing, people would put like a little flower thing in them.
I don't know.
Still buy Crocs.
I don't know about these flower things. Now I'm picturing Crocs with all kinds of like attachments for like flashlights.
Yeah, like a corkscrew.
A scope.
One of those like troll dolls.
Sometimes you got to do a little long distance crocking, so you need a scope.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what Crocs are? I think we're talking about putting crocodiles on our feet.
It would be pretty cool to see
than wearing Crocs.
Do you agree it would be pretty cool to see like a homeless guy sleeping under an overpass, but he has like a king size bed?
Yes, that would be the best thing.
Yeah,
and a nightstand.
There's a live action Japanese Lupin movie where he just because he doesn't care about goods, he only cares about the actual theft. He throws away a king size bed, just gives it to a bum. Sleeps on it under an underpass.
I think
has to go.
I think
go back to a goddamn cardboard box because he just can't get to sleep on it.
I think there's a live action Japanese Lupin movie is one of the gayest ways to start a sentence.
Yeah. But yeah, like a homeless man with like, he gets out of bed, he's got one of those night caps on, and he's got like a candle in a little tray.
Where do you get those nightcaps?
Nightcap store.
And why do people call, like, I feel like people call boning right before sleep nightcaps, and they also call having a drink right before sleep nightcaps. Why do they do that?
Because I didn't know either of those.
Is it capping off the night? Is it like a separate usage of the term?
I've never heard
that. That might be it. I've never actually heard of boning before sleep as nightcaps, but I have heard of a drink before bed as one.
It may be that I got that impression because people will invite someone in for a nightcap and they mean let's bone, but they're inviting them literally for a drink.
That could be it.
Maybe.
So maybe it's like, really just the drink
thing. I think it's one of like those coy innuendos.
Like they're serving a drink in a nightcap. They have a nightcap full of spirits.
I feel like that would just be a mess.
Serving a drink in a nightcap while nightcapping.
I have no idea why they call it a nightcap. I didn't know that was a thing.
Bames, you need to get out there and mingle.
What, with the nightcap crowd?
Yeah, man. Yeah.
By the way, nightcap crowd, band name.
I'm out there every night asking people if they want to have a nightcap with me.
And then just seeing how they respond and then leaving despite...
No.
I said this 2 in the afternoon when he does it.
I invite people in. I give them a warm glass of milk. And then I, that I, you know, advance upon them sexually. It hasn't worked out too great so far, but I'm still trying. But you got to get out there. You got to put yourself out there, Bames, you know? You can't be a hermit.
Nothing gets my motor running like a warm glass of milk.
Yeah, man. You gotta relax those nerves. You know, people have a warm glass of milk to go to sleep. You never heard of that one either, Bames?
Well, yeah, but it doesn't... when I get... well, I don't, but when I get horny, I don't go to sleep immediately afterwards.
Well, they get nervous.
But when you sleep, you wake up with a boner.
They get nervous because I'm holding a knife the whole time. So I figure the warm glass of milk will calm their nerves.
What? So this is like some intricate...
I'm surprised that strategy hasn't worked for you yet, Kyle. I mean...
Mousetrap board game of making people feel emotions and then advancing upon them.
It's not a sharp knife.
Mousetrap.
It's just to trick them.
Yeah.
It's a butter knife?
I tell them, like I go, guys, ignore the knife. It's usually two or three people at a time. Guys, ignore the knife. It's just a prop to make you nervous.
You're sending a lot of mixed messages.
Well, I try to set them at ease by letting them know what my plan
really,
is.
You're just going to confuse them, and then they won't be able to resist.
Guys, I'm
that
just...
That really is a strategy, yeah.
Guys, relax. I'm just trying to intimidate you into going into my apartment with me.
At least you're honest.
I'll give you some milk. It's totally not drugged, and we'll have sex.
I'm going to give you some warm milk, and then I'm going to get violent. It's not a big thing. Just relax and go with it, and I promise I'll hurt you just a little. You'll like it.
Just enough to make it interesting.
And then we'll all have stories to tell.
Yep, that's why I do it.
Stories for our grandkids.
Not for stories for the show, obviously, because I've never brought it up before. I do it so I have stories to tell when I get put in jail and I need to write a book. And
probably tell them to Orion.
By that time, I will have burned most of the books in the world, so mine will be pretty valuable. I'm all for book burning.
This is a real good scheme you got.
Yeah, I plan this shit out way in advance.
You're going to take my title as professional schemester.
I came up with this one when I was about 17.
Oh.
Yep, I've been putting it in motion ever since.
And is the show part of the plan?
No, the show is just something diversion. I do in my spare time.
It's your hobby while your plan is culminating.
It's something. It's to keep me sane. So you guys ever like threaten someone with a weapon?
Does a pencil count?
It depends on what you threaten to do with it.
Does threatening right somebody to get the fuck away from me with a hockey stick count?
No, that's kind of a pussy threat, I think. Like, get if you're threatening somebody with a weapon, but your intention is to make them run away, yeah, that's kind of a pussy threat. You're supposed to threaten people and hope they come closer so you can make good on the threat.
Well, I've...
The show, I just realized, InChat is very similar to Red Bar.
You're very similar to Red Bar.
Because we're starting our own.
Yeah, man. Haven't you heard? It's all the rage these days, starting your own Red Bar. I'm going to call mine Blue Bar.
That's genius.
Mine Bar Bar, the elephant.
Bar, isn't it? Is it Bar Bar or Babar?
It might Babar. Be Babar.
I always thought it was Babar.
Bar Bar starting his own Babar.
Red Bar the elephant. That'd be a pretty good picture book.
Babar.
If I could pull, I would make that.
Babar Radio. Hey, everybody, welcome back to Babar Radio.
African Elephant Talk Radio.
Hey, guys, I'm a cartoon elephant from children's books. I'm a little bit Russian. Sometimes I wear a crown.
He has, like, yeah, that crown, but he has, like, tape across it, and it says, like...
African nation. You know how it is.
Yeah, he has, like, the crown with tape across it, and it says, like, you could be dead.
Yeah. Babar Radio. It's an elephant show.
Back in 1999, before elephants took flight, there was a show.
Oh, Babar. Fleenus, you ruined it.
Yeah, I did ruin it.
You ruined it. Now I gotta stop my own Red Bar. Now I'm starting my own NLO. So you guys,
I guess we start our own NPR and be
nope
very understated.
I've started my own NPR before. We did Turkey Talk.
Yeah.
Hey, everybody, and welcome back to Turkey Talk.
Good to be here.
I'm your host, Gordon Weatherby.
You should do an NVR.
Northern Virginia Rodeo? What is that?
New Vegas Radio.
Oh, is that like Fallout New Vegas?
Yes.
Some kind of nerd thing. Fleenus. I like that Fleenus just like fist pumped. Yeah. I to say a thing.
Yeah, man. Fallout. Every nerd's favorite thing. You know what? I think I hate Fallout, and Fallout's probably a good thing.
It is a great game.
But I hate it anyway.
Why do you hate Fallout?
Because the only people who ever talk about Fallout are the worst.
Thanks.
You're welcome.
So, Sean and Kevin.
Yep. Worst.
And Am.
Worst.
Yep. No, I'm just keeping a mental list.
They're totally the worst people.
You know what I want you to keep in the back of your mind when you're playing Fallout? Is that Pony fan fiction all about Fallout.
Yeah.
I don't think it's a coincidence that there's such a huge overlap between the kind of retards who want to write stories about Fallout and the kind of retards who want to write stories about ponies.
Kind of come on. It's a good fan fiction. Did you know that someone's actually making a Fallout mod that's pretty much the whole thing?
Fleenus?
The kind of retards that want to write a story based on an existing thing.
Yeah, M.
I try to be nice, but fan fiction is like the lowest form of writing.
Oh, it's not that bad.
Oh, I don't know.
I hate it. I have a problem with it, and I couldn't explain it.
There's advertising writing. There is marketing.
Marketing is at least interesting. There's like psychology behind it.
BAME's actually used to write a lot of fan fiction. That's why he's so against it now, because he's been there.
I actually just write fan fiction about myself.
BAME's used to write a bunch of...
BAME's so you write Bobo 13 fanfic.
I don't, insert myself into anything. It's just I try to write a fantasy of things that I would do.
BAME's, remember when you used to write Double Dare fanfiction?
Oh, yeah.
And Global Guts?
It was just about me sticking my head in a bowl of crickets.
Oh, BAME's wrote so many stories about the aggro crag.
You and your aggro crag slash man, you had such a crush.
Oh God! Remember
and
when
the
you...
mega crag came along and it was a love triangle.
Remember when you wrote the Legends of the Hidden Temple, Global Guts crossover
yeah, me
fan
and
fiction?
It was a Nick Arcade thing at one point.
Oh yeah, Nick Arcade. Yeah.
God, they should bring that back.
Yeah,
that's the one Nick like game show thing that I liked.
You know what? I think they did bring Nick Arcade back. It's called The Kinect.
Zing.
I think Nick Arcade worked better.
Probably.
Man, I wish I had a
green
screen.
Certainly a lot more entertaining.
And a temple background.
Man, I can't believe I watched so many episodes of Nick Arcade. It was so pathetic when they would get to the part where they're in the game. It was clearly made by people who had never played a video game. Excited black boy?
Okay.
Swinging his arms, moving forward. Yeah,
knowing how they do that only makes it more funny. Because the kid has no fucking clue what they're doing.
And I think
they've got to be watching these monitors all the time and trying to figure out where the hell they actually are.
It's like trying to be a weatherman with absolutely no training, only you're a kid and you're trying to punch spiders.
That is exactly like a literal description, yes.
It must have been awful.
It's hilarious to watch them flail about and have no idea what they're doing.
I wonder how many kids went into that and didn't understand what it was going to be like or how it worked. And they're like, I can't wait till I get in the game.
They're like not allowed to show any, to make like a face of displeasure. Otherwise, they drop them down into the Nick Pit.
Oh, not
the
Nick Pit.
They drop them into the ocean for drowning.
No, it's full of slime.
I had a Nick Pit the other day because I hadn't had a cigarette all day.
And here I thought it was a pit that you threw Miss Nick in.
Yeah. Yeah, bitch. Get in my pit.
Full of slime.
You guys ever watch You Can't Do That on Television?
Yeah.
I watched like one episode.
Well, you know how
they watched it when it first came out.
You know how they would say, I don't know, and then slime would get dropped on them?
Yeah.
Yep. I want that to happen like in the real world, but only to Miss Nick.
Same thing for water?
Nah, that one didn't seem as clever to me. Like, I don't know. Like, you could say that and not be like, oh, shit, there's going to be slime on my head. But water, it's the word water that did
it. Yeah. But Canadian running gags, what are you going to do?
Ugh, Canadians. I didn't know that show was Canadian when I was a kid.
When they mean I don't know up there.
What do you think would be worse, the slime or the water? Probably the slime, right?
The slime. I was at Universal Studios way back when, so I know what it actually feels and tastes
like. Oh, you were one of those kids, huh?
Yep.
You actually got to go and play with the slime and tour the Nick Studios?
He was on Nick Arcade.
You son of a bitch. You're probably you were probably the kid who got Nickelodeon to take over your school, and you got to go on the Toys R Us whatever run where you got to push all the video games off the shelves into your cart. You were that kid.
Oh, I wish.
I believed that you were that kid.
Yeah.
Then believe on. Believe on.
Tim's house is actually just Sears Tower.
I bet you have like a million copies of Populous.
Oh, so many populi.
A million and five.
Man, I bet your house is just full of Nerf guns and super soakers.
I bet you have so many Clay Fighters 63 and a third cartridges.
Oh, man. Were they still doing that thing by then?
I made my house out of them.
Clay Fighter. You guys remember Clay Fighter?
Yeah.
I loved Clay Fighter.
I
loved
Clay Fighter in theory.
What kind of character? There was the snowman guy, but that's all I can think of now.
There was
Santa.
In the Nintendo 64 one, there was Booger Man.
Was there a carrot guy?
There was an Asian caricature guy.
Oh.
Yeah, there was a horrible racist stereotype. There was Santa Claus. I think there was a trash can guy.
Clay Fighter's characters.
Was in one of them.
Oh. Yeah, I don't care about these like Soul Calibur-esque cameo appearances. Oh, Link is in it. Fuck you.
Well, those were the only two. Earthworm Jim and Booger Man.
Well, the guy I was thinking of that I was calling a carrot guy is nothing like a carrot guy. He looks more like Gumby. He was just a taffy guy.
Oh, the green guy? He was just green blob?
Well, on the cover of the Super Nintendo Clay Fighter game, he's yellowy.
I don't know very much about the Super Nintendo one. I'm more versed in Clay Fighter 63 and a third.
Oh, there's a muscle guy and a baby.
A clown.
There's a guy that's like an octopus thing. He's got a bunch of tentacles. Maybe he's supposed to be a hand. I don't know what he is. It's like a tomato with fingers.
A rabbit.
There's a dog thing. Oh, the rabbit was like a Rambo bunny.
Yeah.
Yeah, Clay Fighter was great. It played like shit, but I loved it.
Oh, and the Headless Horseman guy.
Oh, and the Elvis guy?
Yeah.
Yeah, the Elvis guy. Do you guys remember the game Claymates? That was a Super Nintendo game.
Look it up and see if I remember it.
It was a Super Nintendo game where you were like a ball of clay that could turn into clay animals.
Yes, I do.
I do not remember that, but it looks kind of cool.
It was pretty good.
That actually sounds
really fun. Wow. I miss clay games. What happened to clay games?
Are you the king of clay-based Super Nintendo games?
Why are there no more clay games? We could be doing clay games on a next level kind of...
Like, clay games are cool because actual clay is terrible.
It's true.
Apparently there was a remake planned for the DS and WiiWare, but they keep delaying them.
Of Claymates?
Of Clay Fighter.
Oh, fuck Clay Fighter. I want Claymates.
Okay, clay games are like horror films. They let you experience all the excitement of clay without having to actually do it yourself.
I demand more clay games. I don't know why it ever died out, this clay trend. I want more clay games. Give me my clay games.
It died out because clay's boring.
I want to see Kirby's Epic Clay.
Okay, that would be really interesting, actually. I want that to be a thing.
Claper Mario Clapesty 4.
Starring Clay Aiken.
Luigi's Claytion.
Mario Clay.
Animal Claybing?
Animal Claysing.
Claytroid Prime.
Claytroid Prime. Metroid Clay Game? Come on, Bames. You wouldn't play a Metroid Clay game?
Would it be 2D?
I don't even care. Man, we've never had a 3D clay game. We could do 3D clay games now, man.
So you could just put a texture pack of clay on Metroid Prime.
No. They'd have to be new models.
Oh.
How would you make it look like clay, Bames? You just make it matte?
Yes.
Just give it a matte surface?
Just remove all textures.
All textures instead of color. Just a color thing.
Flinus, you missed out on these clay games. This was already not a thing anymore by the time you were a little baby boy.
Mm. He's still a little baby boy.
They never had clay in Australia. They just had a boomerang.
Oh, no, we did. We did.
No, they just had all boomerang games.
But I had clay years ago.
Are you sure it wasn't boomerangs?
He might have had the last clay in all of Australia.
It might have been microscopic boomerangs.
Wait, the boomerang nano clouds?
Yes.
I'm thinking about this clay Metroid game. I wouldn't mind it.
When she turns into the morph ball, like it could actually
it
just
would
be
like when Gumby turns into a ball.
Yeah, it'd be like the clay gets all smushed together into a ball. She's already clay, man. It's just like they baked the clay and glazed it. They shouldn't have done that.
So the power suit is ceramic?
Yep.
Nice.
I wouldn't be surprised if it was meant to be partially ceramic. You know, there's lots of ceramic body armor.
Yes, except the majority of it doesn't work that well.
You don't work that well. You don't work that well, and it would be future ceramics.
So it would be like space age alloy.
Space age ceramoy.
I know. I will make my pockets out of it.
That's a callback. Flinus, you character.
I just reference myself.
Flinus, hit me with one of your deep 14-year-old thoughts. I'm in the mood.
I have to be thinking about it.
You been thinking any weird stuff about the cosmos or colors or...
Well, I've said most of the weird stuff about colors that can be said. I already told the thing about how colors... How do you know you're seeing a specific color?
You ever think about how, like, the base 10 system we use for numbers is sort of arbitrary?
It is kind of arbitrary.
It's entirely arbitrary, but...
It's arbitrary, but it works pretty well.
Yeah.
Because we have
Kyle,
10
have
fingers.
Have you heard about the singularity?
Yeah, let's talk about the singularity, Flinus. I tried to bring this up once
singularity.
Before. The gay singularity?
Breakthrough singularity.
What? Okay, let's talk about the singularity, Flinus.
Okay. Okay, do you think at some point a robot could create a robot that was more advanced than it?
Sure.
Or even a person could make a robot that was more advanced than humans.
Sure, man. Why not?
Riddle me this, Fleenus. Mm-hmm. If robots became like fully self-aware, would they have such a sense of self-preservation that they would not want to create a robot that was smarter and thereby more powerful than them?
I think they probably wouldn't be as paranoid as us, but that was a question for Fleetus.
Whoa. Bames, is you're a genius.
No, I'm not, Fleetus. Yeah.
No, he is, Fleetus.
When I was like four.
Fleetus, do you think a robot would not make a robot smarter than itself because it would be like, oh shit, that robot could outsmart me and not like me?
Well, probably, because
the robot be confident in its ability to evolve along with other robots and be upgraded?
Huh.
I like to imagine we'll someday create an artificial intelligence and put it in a robot body, and we'll be like, robot, help us like run the government, and the robot will be like, I don't know, man, I just want to hang out and watch movies.
Yeah.
We'll create... The robot will be too realistic.
Yeah.
It'll become humans.
Uh-huh.
It's entirely possible. Though by the time that we can actually make a proper AI, unless we stupidly luck into it, we'll probably know enough to make it at least friendly, if not helpful.
Wouldn't it actually be really rad if we had, like, the Patriots running everything?
You mean the Lolly Lulelo?
The Rari Rurero, yeah.
Yeah, it is Japanese game.
Isn't it funny that they made it Lolly Lulelo because you can't make those sounds in Japanese, but you can totally make them in English.
Yeah.
What's the
It's the Patriots. It's from Metal Gear Solid.
Ah. I don't play the Metal Gear games.
Yeah, you wouldn't.
They just released a collection. Buy it now for the low price of 50 boomerangs.
Is it on Steam?
No.
Damn.
So, Fleenus, tell me more about this singularity, because Steam is one of my least favorite things.
Okay. Do you think humans can at any point make a machine that can learn and can become more advanced than us?
Just through learning, or are those two separate questions?
Both, combined.
I suppose both, yeah, are possible. I don't see why not.
Then what's stopping the robot from making more advanced robots and more advanced robots and then more advanced robots until we've got robots that are better than us, and then the world is just robots and we can't stop technology?
Programming the robots not to do that.
Well, yeah, that's one possible thing. Another is, like, you keep saying robots, but there's no particular reason we would... Like, if we made an artificial intelligence... that was more advanced than our own. There's no particular reason we would have to give it arms and stuff.
Also, who's to say at that point we won't have the technology to augment our own bodies and grow along with the robots and become more advanced ourselves? It is called the singularity for a reason. It is a point we cannot see past.
I can see past it.
I'm excited for the future now.
I can see past it. I know what'll happen.
We can't all be as smart as you, Kyle.
Yeah, Kyle, you're a genius.
Yeah, well, you know, I try. Actually, I don't. That's part of being a genius. Ha ha.
Live your soul.
Fleenus, are you worried about nanomachines?
Not particularly.
They're going to Grey Goo us, man.
I'm not even worried about that much.
They're going to Grey Goo us.
Yeah.
Like, there's all these people who talk about contrails and all that kind of stuff, and it's dumb.
Not contrails. Do you know what a nanomachine is?
Yes.
He hasn't played Metal Gear, Kyle.
Zing.
He doesn't know about the vampires.
I know the concept, but I've never played Metal Gear. I need to play more Metal Gear. I actually need to play any Metal Gear. I tried to get a PlayStation 1 emulator, but it didn't work.
No, you need to go back and play the old, what is it, MX86? MSX. Yeah, MSX.
Oh, yeah. That old, the one that was Japanese and released before the NES version, and the NES version sucks.
Yep.
You gotta play
yourself
some... The
NES version was a stripped-down version of that one, so...
You gotta play some Snake's Revenge.
Oh, yeah.
I feel asleep.
That's where the real Metal Gear action is at, because it's all American. Well, not really, but it was an American release.
Oh. Hmm. Yeah. Kyle, do you know if you can get PlayStation 1 emulators on a PSP?
I think you can.
Talk to Crafty Matt, man.
Yeah, I don't know why you're asking me.
That kind of stuff.
He's like the king of PSP, as far as I know.
Okay, so is Crafty Matt in the chat?
No.
Nope.
Damn. Is Sean Ryan in the chat?
I don't know.
He went to sleep.
He went to sleep.
Pretty sure.
What an old man. I mean, even... what a sleeping noob.
Fleenus, every time we start talking about the Singularity, you start talking about PlayStation emulators and Steam. You got video games on the brain, son.
I do, because I'm playing them right now.
Fleenus.
We're not important enough.
What, Paul?
I guess we're just not important enough for Fleenus.
No, you're important.
Fleenus.
I don't think you're committed to this relationship, Fleenus. I think you're just stringing us along.
Fleenus.
Yeah?
If we made a robot that was as smart as us, would you be okay with shutting it down if it got out of line? And how out of line would it have to get?
Ooh, this question is really a hard one. It's a whole thing about morality. Like, is it murder to kill something just as smart, if not smarter than you?
It is a sapient creature.
No. I would not be okay with that.
Orion would. Like, he's a robo-murderer.
Well, I'd put a robot down in this under the same conditions that I'd put any other intelligent life form down.
Rare. Give the robots the same laws as humans.
So, like, if they said Pacific instead of specific?
Oh, yeah.
Yes, yep. If they said that, then it's instant execution.
Shut them down!
Also, I'm a lowly human, and I am able to make the disconnect because I'm an idiot. So I could murder robots.
Yeah, man. Cognitive dissonance.
You are a horrible person, Bames.
Aren't you, like, the number one member of my fan club?
I don't know.
He respects that you're a horrible person.
He thinks you're dumb and horrible now. I think he might have just lost a fan.
He wants to be a dumb, horrible person. That's how it is. That's Fleenus' goals in life.
Just because I want bullets.
I think Fleenus is trying to usurp you.
Yes, I will write the show notes from now on.
If Fleenus wrote the show notes, it would be like, hey, Kyle and Orion said some stuff. Anybody know where to get a good PlayStation emulator?
Mm-hmm.
What were we talking
anybody
about?
Checked out GOG.com lately?
You can contact me on Steam.
There's a ridiculous sale on GOG right now.
I brought that up as a joke, Tim.
Ooh, there's a sale on GOG?
Jesus Christ.
I'm going to go check. checking.
Well, I try to be funny, and this is where it gets me.
Yeah. I don't know. I think it wound out with a great punchline.
GOG, that's good old games, right?
Yeah.
Good old gums.
Is that the site where you can, like, buy old DOS games and shit?
Yeah.
I think you can buy old... Basically, like, every game that doesn't have any DRM that would require a client with it, they can get up on GOG.
Yeah.
Can you buy...
And a platform to play them on, basically.
Can you buy the original Fallout?
Yep.
Maybe.
Yep. I think so.
You can get the original Fallout on Steam, so...
I think one of the... I've never used it, but I think apparently one of the cooler things is that, like, basically they make it so you can run, like, a game that wouldn't be able to run on Windows 7 without too much hassle.
Yeah,
oh, yeah, each game comes with a pre-configured DOS box.
Can you buy the old Mega Man PC game?
Probably not.
I have never checked.
Oh, the old Mega Man DOS game.
I would be amazed if they did.
I would doubt that Capcom would let them use that.
Especially because Capcom hates Mega Man now.
But he's in...
He's in the new Super Smash Brothers.
Yeah, he's in the new Smash Brothers, nigga!
Yeah, and he has the top spin.
Yeah, and when is his game coming out?
Never, but he is in the new Smash Brothers. I saw
his... I'm great. I'm loving that fact. I'm just hating that Capcom won't put him in anything else.
I saw screenshots and video of that. I don't give a shit about Smash Brothers, but they made his face look real funny to me.
Well, apparently they're trying to make it look like the original NES sprite, but updated, and that doesn't usually translate well.
They did a pretty good job, but
I mean,
like, you know that New Super Mario Bros. Game How, you know, there's a small Mario and there's a big Mario, and for that one, they had to, like, make Mario look like a weird midget because they have updated graphics.
Yeah, they shouldn't have bothered doing that in 3D. Why did they do that in 3D?
Used X.
Why did they do that in 3D? Why did they bother? So dumb.
Because it's Nintendo.
So dumb. It looks worse that way.
Yeah, I wish there would be more games that would look like that Wario Land Shake It game. I know this sounds like I'm just like puppeting or parroting Kyle, but I've been playing some games that look like that, and they're so nice to look at.
Yeah, that game is fucking beautiful. It's not the greatest game ever, but graphics-wise,
it seems like it's also kind of an easy way to do 2D if you don't want to do pixel art.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
What was the studio that... Because there was an actual animation studio on board with that. Ghibli, was it?
I would doubt it.
It was some... I don't think it was, but it was some actual animation studio that came on board to do the graphics for that.
It's made by...
Where's my fucking bottle?
Flinus.
Oh, they say that a production IG helped...
Production IG, that's what I was thinking
production
of.
IG, yeah.
Flinus, Eris is going to punch you every time you say Steam.
Steam.
It's like a swear jar.
Steam.
Oh, now we've got him in a feedback loop.
Steam.
Well, Eris, I will give you...
It'll be delivered at a particular time when you least expect it.
I will put all of the song donation money towards a ticket for you to go to Australia to punch Flinus.
I'm going to be right back to you guys, hurt Flinus or so, whatever.
Okay.
Oh, what's wrong with... Eris uses... Wait, does Eris use Steam? Wait, no, that was Chad Beats. I get the two mixed up.
You get Chad Beats and Eris... You're really getting punched now.
What?
You get Chad Eris? Beats and Eris mixed up?
Eris draws porn.
Okay.
Chad Beats.
Okay, all right. Porn. Here's the difference, okay? Eris is my delightful chocolate boy. And Chad Beats is a Flintstone-footed furry.
Oh, come on. Chad Beats isn't that bad.
Eris is full of delightful sass. And Chad Beats is filled to the brim with Mormon nonsense.
Yeah, but he's good at playing Magicka. That's a thing.
Magic? I didn't even know Magicka was a thing.
It's a game on Steam.
Oh, for fuck's sake.
It's so easy to troll you.
It's
you guys
not
talking about Magicka?
Flinus, I don't know if you know what trolling is, but it's not I say I don't like a thing and then you bring it up.
That's just called being a weird jerk.
It's so easy to troll you, man. You know what my favorite way to troll people is?
Yeah. Fishing.
No, I get on the bus and I bring a taser with me. And I just tase random people. And I'm like, I trolled you so hard.
And then they're like, please don't. And then you do it again.
Yeah. Sometimes I troll people by going to the mall and just stabbing them.
I thought this was going to be something about giving people copies of Troll 2.
No.
Hey, Kyle.
This movie has no trolls in it. Have fun.
Yes, Flinus.
It also has no acting.
Magic is on sale.
Cool, man.
Except if you're going to buy it, you should wait till it's 75% off. It's only 50%
Flinus, you ever play Magic the Gathering?
Yes.
That's too bad.
You know, there's a card where there's a dog that shoots bees out of its mouth.
I didn't know that.
Well, I did.
And that's why you're smart.
Oh, he's back on your side now.
But I'm a bit dumb, though.
You're a bit dumb, but you're also a bit smart.
Oh, all sorts of bits.
The two cancel each other out, thus you are
smart. So, yeah, the one thing that I thought was cool about that new Smash Bros. Announcement was the Dr. Wily's Castle stage.
Oh, that stage looks so cool.
I have...
It looks just like
Dr. The highest Wily's hopes the for that stage.
Yeah, I didn't see the Dr. Wily's Castle stage, or at least I wasn't paying enough attention. But aren't all Smash Brothers stages just like an elaborate background and then some floating platforms?
Like 90% of them, yeah.
Yes.
That's why everybody just plays on Final Destination.
Oh, Fox v Fox, Final Destination, no items.
Did you just, like, call Flinus?
See, that's the kind of things we shouldn't be saying to 14-year-old Flinus.
Okay, You didn't say it.
It's fine when I said that he had a juicy 14-year-old boy butt. But when you say the word cum in front of him, it's really crossing a line.
Well, I'm not the one with his name all over the site.
Yeah, Bames, I'm gonna sue you for money.
Flinus.
Yeah?
You ever self-harm?
No.
You should start.
He just throws a boomerang, but it's a razor one, like in Mad Max. Wait, is that Mad Max with the razor boomerang?
Okay. Bames, can we stop with the boomerang stuff?
What else is there in Australia?
What is this, 1996?
Giant spiders? Dukes? Drop bears?
Yes, there's adorable spiders, there's possums. We've got echidnas, we have the best ecosystem.
Don't try to paint me a rich tapestry of your culture, Phoenix.
Got crocodiles.
You don't have the coconut crabs. That's Polynesia.
Not enough boomerangs for my taste.
Phoenix.
Yeah, oh, you also have those crazy people.
Phoenix.
Australians.
Phoenix. Phoenix.
Yeah?
What's your favorite Steam game?
Ooh.
I hung up on him. got you, Flinus! You've been trolled!
Masterstroke.
I call that an e-stab.
Oh.
Oh, man. Well, now that Flinus is gone, we don't have anything left to talk about.
Yeah.
I'm going to head out. I got a beer fest to go to tomorrow, so I got to rest up.
I myself have to be up for a day of helping my friends make a movie at 7
Ooh,
o'clock.
Wait, what's the movie?
I have the vaguest of outlines.
How are you helping?
I will read you the outline. Okay. It is about let's see. Sorry for getting this to you all late, but here are the important details. It will be a dark comedy and feature strawberries. Please let us know if you are allergic to strawberries. Men, bring a set of jogging clothes and two nice sets of clothes. Slacks and a polo shirt or button-down for nice, think-you're-going-out-for-a-date type clothes. And if you have it, bring a Mormon suit. White button-down tie, black slacks, a belt.
This sounds like you're getting punked.
So you're making a movie version of the book Jam.
Let's see, women, bring a set of jogging clothes and a nice set of dinner clothes. Nothing like a dress, but again, think you're going out on a date type clothes.
Also, everybody dressed like a construction worker. I need to make a getaway.
Guys, we're making a movie. It's a dark comedy. It involves strawberries. Dudes, bring an entirely new wardrobe. Basically, go to the mall and buy everything and bring it with you. Ladies, here's do the same part. Thing.
Also, if anyone has any of the following, an axe, a hatchet, or a saw, please bring it along.
It's just going to be you. You're going to show up with a shitty Men's Warehouse suit and a pair of track pants. And they're going to be like, well, close enough.
Here's an old lumberjack saw.
Here's a stick. Now get darkly hilarious.
And I would act that masterfully in the grand Shakespearean tradition.
Well, good luck with that.
Yeah.
So everybody's just like, man, now that Flinus is gone, I'm out.
Mm-hmm. Flinus is the life of the party, man. He keeps it all going.
Mm. At the very least, poking fun at him does.
Okay, well, we can make it a short show. I don't have a lot. See, like, anything that's in my show notes is, like, not really a thing. It's, like, a thing that I would have played off Orion with.
Bring it up, and I'll pretend to be Orion. That'll be a bit. I promise not to be mean. You know I'm incapable.
Oh, well, here's a little bit of administrative stuff. I think I got to change the forum password question.
Yeah.
I don't know how they figured it out, those Russian robots, but they are getting in.
Also, all those dormant accounts have started trying to sell me pills.
I think those were new accounts.
No, you know those Clad guys? They joined, like,
Are they sending you private messages or something?
No. Like in the suggestions forum, like, you know those Clad guys, they joined like months ago. And
are
they
you
just
sure
started
it's the same ones? Because I just deleted all those threads and banned some dudes, and I thought they were new accounts. I don't know. Maybe they were old ones.
Well, there were a lot of old Clad ones, so whatever. I don't know. Fun.
Well, anyway, what do you think the new forum password question should be?
BAMES is cool.
That's not a question. I could say, what is BAMES?
What the question should be? Yeah.
Who does Kyle have a crush on this week?
Well, would you have to say, this week? That's tough.
I haven't had a crush of the week in a while.
Yeah, it's really not a weekly thing these days.
Yeah. Oh, okay, here's a crush of the week. It's a mild crush. I just watched the Man of Steel trailer today. Because I'm way out of the loop. Yeah, the Superman movie. I'm way out of the loop because of Adblock. Like, I love having Adblock, but now I never see trailers for anything without seeking them out on purpose because I don't see commercials ever.
I only know about movies because I listen to Jim and Them.
I actually haven't listened to Jim and Them in quite a while because it's garbage.
Aren't you so fancy?
Yeah, I'm above them. But anyway, so I watched the Man of Steel trailer, and Amy Adams is in that, and I think she's a cutie.
Let's look up a picture of her, shall we?
She was super cute in, what's that shitty Will Ferrell movie about NASCAR? Talladega Nights?
So she plays Superman?
Yeah.
Yeah. No, she's Lex Luthor. They went in a whole new direction for that character.
Hey, is Bizarro...
I'd actually watch that show if she was Lex.
Is Bizarro Superman's name also Clark Kent?
Yes.
I don't know if he has a secret identity name.
He
does. It's Clark Kent.
I think his secret identity name should be Dark Kent.
It should be Clark Kent with the first letters reversed.
K-L-A-R-K...
Uh-huh.
C-E-N-T? Clark Sent?
Nope. Clark Kent.
Clark Sent.
It's pronounced Kent.
It would be Clark Sent if he smelled things.
It would be great if that's the reason he was like an evil Superman, is because people always mispronounced his last name and it pissed him off.
Yeah. Also, he happened to have fire breath and freeze vision.
Well, that's just lucky. If you're going to be evil, like, those are some good powers to have.
And he just had tendencies to say goodbye when he meant hello. Really, it was just the world conspiring.
So did you look up Amy Adams?
Yes, I did.
In your asexual opinion, do you think she's a cutie?
She's kind of cute. I wouldn't be able to, like, like, recognize her face.
Do you have face blindness? Is that why you don't get horny?
No, but she... looks a little generic. I don't know.
You look a little generic,
but cute.
You know what, Bames? When you got a skeleton face, everybody else's face looks a little generic.
Well, yeah, I don't have eyeballs, so.
Do you just have little flames? Sitting in the sockets?
Pitch black.
Wow.
Do you see my sonar, or?
No, I just have a guide, bees.
Mm.
You have guide bees?
I keep bees in my eyes, yeah.
Oh. I was imagining like three bees tied to strings tied to your fingers.
Oh, well, no, they're tied to strings tied to my inside of eyes.
Yeah.
Instead of eyeballs, he just has eye bees. It's a common practice for the undead eyeless.
Sorry, I was just looking at more pictures of Amy Adams.
She's a cutie, I'm telling you. Crush of the week.
She is.
She has nice hair. Yeah, there's one picture that I think somebody photoshopped to make her really fat, or maybe this is an old picture from when she was fat or something.
Maybe it's a pregnant picture.
Yeah.
Wow, she really, if she got that big when she was pregnant, ooh.
Well, I don't know what you're looking at, so I couldn't say.
I think it's photoshopped.
I just Google image searched her and I'm crushing. Aw. All right, well... Kyle's crush of the week, Amy Adams.
Good crush.
That doesn't help me with the forum question. I'm not going to update the forum question every week.
Yeah.
With a new crush.
I forgot we were talking about that. That's actually tough.
What is the first horse in lava's name?
Oh, that's an easy guess, though, because I used Seabiscuit.
Mm.
Yeah, it's written on the site. This might not be the best route to take, but you could just have people email you to validate accounts.
Yeah. Actually, I thought about that before, and the reason I don't do it is not just because I'm lazy. It's also because our I just had a terrible thought email seemed to be or at least they used to be, slightly unreliable. Like, they would just kind of lose emails here and there. They just wouldn't come through. And so I wouldn't necessarily get those activation emails, and then I wouldn't know that I needed to approve someone.
Mm. See, it's... I wouldn't want to... for a question, I wouldn't want to pick something that's, like, episode-specific, definitely.
Yeah.
But,
I mean, I guess it doesn't
what
have to
Orion's
be...
What is Orion's son's name? I don't know. That might be too personal.
That's what it is right now. That's what the current question is.
No.
Man, you don't even forum at all.
Wow.
I signed up a while ago, man.
You could just have it be, like, who's Kyle's one true love? Kate Beckett. Yeah. And you could you could say, like, one true love played by Kata Stanek on ABC's Castle or whatever. Like, you can make it really easy as long as you don't
you can
explicitly
also make it
put
easy
the
while
password
making it
in
complicated
it.
For the spam bots to figure out. Like, use an image and like name it something bizarre like 12 monkeys and just have it be an image of Kate Beckett.
Hmm. Maybe. I don't know if I could get that to display there. But I could say, like, you know, who's Kyle's one true love? And then if you don't get it, then you don't get it, man. Although they might think it was Eris.
Well, yeah, but like, as long you can totally give it away with the question saying, like, on ABC's Castle, as long as you're not explicitly typing out Kate Beckett in there.
I don't know, man. They figured out Leland.
But, yeah. And you'd have to parse for Detective Kate Beckett and Kate Beckett.
Yeah. Oh, too complicated. Maybe, what if I made it Bames is a blank?
And then just accept all accounts.
And then I only accepted Guy. Oh, or Bames gotta go blank.
That would work.
I don't know. How do other forums deal with this?
I don't know.
Well, they have, like, CAPTCHAs.
I got the idea from Whiskey Thursday and John Paul and his Bulbasaur. I think it was Bulbasaur.
It was Bulbasaur.
The forum that I moderate on has a system where it's a series of rotating images that use, you know, fake file names, and you have to name the character in the highlighted box.
I could probably get a CAPTCHA set up. There's probably a plug-in for that. Maybe I'll just do a CAPTCHA. I thought that Orion's son's question was such a good one. And then these Russians. They
worked
just,
for like a year?
Yeah,
a year.
It worked for a long time. And we used to have a huge spam problem. So it was definitely keeping people out. It's not that they just weren't trying. Spam account problem, anyway. A lot of them would register and then just not do anything. All right. Well, it is a short one, but I think I am going to call it quits.
Well,
on the episode.
Glad to be a part of it.
Yeah. Hopefully Orion will be back next week. But we did get a BAME song. I think that is quite the highlight.
Mm-hmm.
And next week, it'll be Rafael Trujillo, assuming I get it done. And the week after that, it'll be Fleenus. And the week after that, Eris actually asked me to do a song, and if I'm understanding him correctly, he wants me to do a song about Chrono Trigger. He didn't want an Eris song, I guess because he's already got one. He wants a Chrono Trigger song, so I'll have to do that. And then after that, I have to do a Don Shule song. So I'm all loaded up with songs to do still. Oh, man. Okay, well, as usual, you can email me at kyle@ijusthadaterriblethought.com. Or you can email Bames at bames@bames.bames. You can email Tim at idontgetjokes.org. And you can check us out on the Facebook and the Twitter, facebook.com/idchat and twitter.com/idchat. If you do get jokes, I make really good ones on Twitter. You can check us out in the forum, ijusthadaterriblethought.com/forum, unless you're Russian. For some reason, Russians only like to make suggestions. They don't like to post in any of the other threads. And that is specifically what I don't like about them. They're pushy. Spreadshirt. Itchhat.spreadshirt.com. It's over now. But yesterday now, You could have gotten free shipping on t-shirts. I posted about it on Twitter. I don't know if anybody took advantage of it. That's over. But the shirts are still pretty cheap, though. You can get a shirt, itchhat.spreadshirt.com. And you can donate. Send me all your money. Click on the donate button on the main page, and if you send me $20 or more, if you want, and you say you want a song, I'll write you a song. And I think that's about it. Any last words, fellas?
Insanguinate.
Insanguinate in the membrane.
Oof. Rest in peace, James Gandolfini. Word.